people may think Kevin Garnett makes music on the court. And to many, Barry Bonds makes music in the batter's box. Danielle Bernard Romain actually makes music. It's rare to find elements of Shostakovich and Jay-Z in the same song, but don't tell that to Romain. The Harlem-based violinist and composer has made it his mission to bridge the gap between classical European music, electronica, and hip-hop. A combination NPR's Farai Chidea just had to hear for herself.
Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we were just listening to what?
That was Divergence. It's a piece for violin and piano off my latest album, Etudes for Violin and Electronics. And it's actually also one of my hip-hop studies in Etudes, one of 24 pieces written in response to the work of Bach and Philip Glass and Shostakovich and Prince and all these other wonderful composers that have inspired me over the years.
So when you take classical violin and you have a sensibility that blends it with hip-hop and electronica, do you ever worry that you're going to get a muddle instead of a rendering of a new art?
Well, it's a good question, and I'd like to think that having grown up in South Florida, playing the violin since I was 5 years old, going to clubs, going to rock shows, going to hip-hop shows, working with hip-hop artists and classical musicians, playing in the orchestra until I was 25 years old, moving to New York City 10 years ago, that after all of that, that what I do in terms of classical music and hip-hop music and rock music is authentic, that it's not muddled, that it's my interpretation of all those musics and all those histories.
We recently did a hip-hop series on News and Notes and looked at different aspects of both the technical aspects and the artistic aspects. What do you hear when you hear hip-hop through a classical lens?
Oh, very good question. Well, let me answer it this way. When I hear hip-hop music, the best way for me to explain that to you is for people to listen to my music. My music is a composer's response to hip-hop music. But, you know, it's more than just hip-hop music. My music is original music. My music is about hip-hop music. So much more than hip-hop music, I think it's about the tradition of creating music. And in that, well, we're talking about a universe, not just, you know, the small country of hip-hop music.
So you work with the New York-based DJ Spooky on a song called Resonance. Now, the song has an ethereal feeling, a hip-hop beat. What do you get from collaborating with DJ Spooky? Tell us a little bit about him and about your collaboration.
Well, DJ Spooky and I have been working together for nearly a decade now. He's a true Renaissance man. He's a writer, a musician, a DJ, a philosopher, and he's also a good friend. I think the most important thing for you to know about my relationship with DJ Spooky is that it continues, that we're both composers working with different technologies, and I have played on many of his albums over the years, and I thought it was only polite and right to ask him to play on mine, and he provides the beats and other things to two tracks, and it's really, it's a wonderful friendship.
Two live crew. Tell us what you did with them.
Wow. That was many, many years ago. Growing up.
Are you ashamed of it?
Not at all. I'm proud of it. Luther Campbell was and is a very good friend of mine. I'll tell you a story. When I was leaving that company to go to Vanderbilt University, Mr. Campbell, as I would always call him, called me into his office and he said, you know, I'm really sorry to lose you, but I want to give you something. And he gave me a check, and in that check was several thousands of dollars that he wanted to contribute to my education. And, you know, I always like to say that my first days at the university were funded by hip-hop music.
Your new album features the composition Metamorphosis. It's a song written by Philip Glass, and he's also someone who uses technology, and in a lot of people's minds, he's the quintessential contemporary classical composer. So So if I'm, say, a hip-hop fan with no knowledge at all of Philip Glass, play the ambassador for me. Help me understand his significance, why you like his music, why his music's important.
Just like P. Diddy, he created a new music and he created an audience for it. And just like Common and Eric B. and Rakim, he really understands himself and the messages behind the music. What I love most about Philip Glass is in his 71st year, he has not forgotten who he is. He's not forgotten from where he has come from.
So, what was it like being the boy who played the violin?
Ooh, good. Well, let me take it a step further. What was it like being the young African-American black boy of Haitian descent playing the violin in South Florida? In a few words, it was not cool. Flute is cool. Guitar is cool. Playing the bass, playing percussion, drum kit, are you kidding me? That's cool. Playing the violin, not cool.
So why did you persevere?
Because I have a great family, because I have a great friends, because I'm a proud product of my public school education, because I had great teachers. And sometimes instruments, they lead you. They call your name. You know, they guide you. This is my best friend. It's the only thing in my life that I've known for 30 plus years, you know. Maybe it was destiny. I don't know. I can't answer. But I can tell you that I've spent my life, and I'm spending my life, trying to make the violin cool. Am I cool? I mean relevant.
Daniel, thanks for sharing your vision with us.
Thank you so much.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with violinist Daniel Bernard Remain. His latest CD is called Etudes for Violin and Electronics. He joined us from NPR's New York studios.